The state says its March tax collections came in $203 million below estimates. That brings the total shortfall for this fiscal year to $615 million, more than a half a billion dollars. And it's led by income tax revenues that are $448 million less than had been projected. Budget Director Tim Keene admits those numbers are a surprise, but says there are a few things that could be to blame, including the withholding growth rate, which he calls shockingly low.
Our withholding out of people's weekly or biweekly paychecks is much lower than we expected, which is driving a good portion of the underage. We also are having a filing season where refunds are much larger than we expected.
March's report shows income tax revenue is behind by $95 million. Income tax collections have been off 8 of the last 9 months. The Office of Budget and Management has said in its monthly reports that the shortfalls are the result of changing taxpayer behavior because of income tax cuts. Democrats have long blasted what they call tax shifting, cutting income taxes while increasing sales and other consumption taxes. This proposed budget includes a 17% income tax cut, paid for with a half a percent boost in the state sales tax. That's a 9% increase. That tax would also be broadened to more things. And the budget also hikes taxes on cigarettes, e-cigarettes, alcohol, and oil and natural gas drilling. Though Republican leaders have said that fracking tax hike is a non-starter. Keene testified last week before the Senate Finance Committee. He got this question from Democratic Senator Vernon Sykes of Akron.
And now that it seems that our economy is lagging, lower than the projections, and lower than the national average, would you say, are you saying that maybe the reason is that we haven't cut taxes enough? What is the rationale? Or do you accept the responsibility that what you've done in the past just has not worked?
Keene responded by saying that tax cuts have increased the state's competitiveness. And he also said slow population growth has hurt revenues, but that lowering the income tax can help with that. But now other lawmakers are also raising questions.
Why is the governor insisting on continuing with tax cuts at this point?
That's not a Democrat speaking. That's Republican Senator Peggy Lehner of Kettering. She suggested a suspension of the tax cut idea for the first year of the two-year budget cycle.
At least maybe holding off for a year to the second half where we could make some adjustments. It seems to me when things aren't working out the way you expect them to, you sit back and you take a breather.
Keene said Kasich has slowed down toward his mission of moving the state away from income taxes and toward sales and consumption taxes, doing a $20 million income tax cut instead of a bigger one.
The governor has adjusted his tax proposal that is in this budget as a result of the economic and revenue circumstances that we face in this budget. I mean, the net tax reduction that is proposed is significantly smaller than we have seen in past proposals from the governor.
The House is set to put out its version of Kasich's budget by the end of the month. The Senate won't get the budget until May. It needs to be agreed to by both chambers and signed by the governor by the end of June. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.